Lord Jesus Christ, you have first place, Lord. You and you alone get first place. You get the preeminence. You are superior over everything, everything, Lord. All rulers, all authorities, your name is above every name, Lord. You're above desires. You're above entertainment. You're above cancer. You're above HIV. You're above just trauma and abuse. You're above everything. You're above the pain of our past. You're above dissatisfaction. You're above sin. You're above everything, Lord Jesus Christ. Everything you are above. And I'm so grateful for you, and I thank you. And I praise your name, Lord Jesus Christ. And I pray that anyone listening would come become convinced. Become convinced that you are all that they need. And everything else they can lay to the side, Lord Jesus. And I will give you worship right now. Because you're worthy right now, Lord God. And your name, Jesus, I pray, amen. Hello, welcome to Knowing Jesus. This is Michael Ryan. And if you would like to subscribe to these audiobook podcasts, you can simply go to any iTunes search query and just click on it and write Michael Ryan's Booze. Friends, this is not supposed to be a long message, but man, the Lord Jesus is good. He really is good. He really is good, and he gives you abundant life. He does, and if you're not convinced of that, I pray that by his Spirit only, not by my words or any kind of speaking or convincing I give, that I pray that he would show you right now that he's good. I mean, he saved you. He saved you. I mean, he gave you himself. The Father is so good. He knew what you needed. He knows what you need, and he knows what you will need. And you know what that is, friends? It's himself. It's himself manifested in the form of Jesus Christ. Your King, your God, your Savior, your Redeemer, your Good Shepherd, your Light, your Way, your Truth, your Life, your Path, your everything. He's all that you need. Jesus Christ has become all to you. There's nothing more that you can get on this planet. There's nothing more that you could possibly need that will satisfy you like Jesus Christ living in you, dwelling in you, moving in you, working in you, speaking to you, filling you up. That's it, friends. There's nothing mystical. There's no special holy water you need. There's no holy ointment. There's no prayer you need from a priest. There's no book you need to read. There's no church that you need to go to particularly. There's no type of prayer you need to pray. It's just Jesus Christ. That's it. That's all you get, and it's all you need. And guess what? Everything else will explode from the result of Jesus Christ living in you. That's when you want to go to church. That's when you want to open up the scriptures. That's when you want to go and love on the brethren. That's when you want to go and just love on people, because you've got the love of Jesus Christ himself filling you up all day long. He is the abundant life. He really is. And if Christian life has just been about rules to you, if it's just been about trying to keep yourself from stumbling or sinning or falling into this ugly sin, or just being upset at yourself because you have dark and dirty thoughts, and that you, even though you've been saved for a certain amount of time, you don't feel like you're growing, that's not abundant life. Can I just stop you right there and say, abundant life is Jesus. Abundant life is Jesus Christ. Forget about trying to act like him. Forget about trying to be holy like Christ. Forget about trying to follow rules and instructions that Christians ought to follow, that maybe you've been taught. Just worship Jesus Christ. Just allow him to fill himself up in you and experience that all day long, all day long. And you will be living the abundant life. He is more than enough. He himself is all that you need. And then guess what? Then he adds things to you. Seek first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, right? That's what you've got to do first. And then everything else will be added on to you. He's blessed me with himself. And that's all that I need. But then guess what? He's blessed me with family. He's blessed me with job. He's blessed me with the ability to talk to you about him. He's given me all these extra things that I have. all these extra blessings, but I don't even need them. They're good to me, but they don't complete me. He completes me. He completes me. They're good things and I love and cherish them, but He is the good one. And I'm telling you, let that be your testimony, that Jesus Christ is your good thing. You don't lack. As soon as you have Jesus Christ, you have everything. It actually says that in Corinthians, you possess all things. You possess all things. You have everything if you have Jesus Christ. Do you believe that? Are you convinced of that? Are you convinced that if you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you have everything? I mean, He's taken away the biggest obstacle for you. He's taken away death, the threat of death. Death is no longer a scary thing for you. You don't even have to worry about hell. You don't have to worry about hell. And if hell doesn't seem like a big deal to you now in the midst of this world with iPhones and computers and technology and NBA championships, if hell isn't something that's a big deal, let me tell you, if you've accepted Jesus Christ, you're going to be so thankful when it's the last days and you're watching gnashing of teeth, people crying and weeping because they've realized that the whole life, it was a lie. It was a lie. And that God is real and He's huge and He's powerful and He's pissed off at the wicked because He's given His Son. He's given His ultimate source of perfection. He's given His love and we've trampled on it and He's pissed off. And you're going to be thankful that His wrath is going to pass over you. You're going to be thankful that you don't have to go and lie down in torment. You're going to be thankful. You're going to be thankful. And I'm saying you can do it right now. He saved you. He saved you. And if He did that, that would be enough to rejoice in Him. But He's come back. He's raised from the dead. He came back to life, resurrected. And then guess what He did? He came back to live in you. He didn't just clear you of your sins. He came back to live inside of you and to be your life. Being able to pay your bills, that's not your life. Having a good credit score, that's not your life. Having the job that you want, that's not your life. Having the education you want, that's not your life. Having the relationship you want, that's not your life. Meeting those cravings and lusts that are on your mind, that's not your life. Looking the way that you want to look, that's not your life. Having people love you and respect you, that's not your life. Jesus Christ living in you, that's your life. That's your life. And can I tell you something? No one can take it away from you. Not one person can take it away. Not one person. All those things that I listed, someone can take it away from you. Your family, your friends, your degree, your job, everything. Everything can be taken away from you. Everything could just be, just disappear. But not the love of Jesus Christ. Not His presence in you, no. That's a good thing. So He's given you the abundant life. He's given you Himself. And then He goes and adds on top of that. I mean, if He didn't add, like I said, if you were on a desert island and you only had Jesus Christ, you would have all that you need. All that you need. All that you need. Because food doesn't give peace. It doesn't. All those things, they don't give peace. But there's a special peace when you're in the presence of the Lord. That even when you're in the midst of suffering, do you understand? There's nothing else on this planet that can cause you to be joyful and peaceful while you're suffering except God Himself. Let suffering, let bad circumstances, let pain not pull you from God, but draw you to God. Don't let suffering prove to you that God doesn't exist, but prove to you that He does exist. Because only God existing could make suffering bearable. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's the fact that we can be rejoicing in the Lord during suffering, that proves that He must be alive. It proves that He must be living. That doesn't matter what's happened to you. If you've been abused, if you've been betrayed, if you've been heartbroken, I'm saying to you, the Lord is good enough. He's even bigger and more overwhelming than any pain that you've gone through and that you're going through. And He will hug you. He says in Isaiah, I will hold your hand. Don't be afraid. Please go look. Please go read that. Oh, please go read that. In Isaiah, I believe it's chapter 41, maybe 43. Just go read chapter. Just go open up Isaiah. Read chapter 40 to chapter 66. So you'll be blessed. But friends, I'm telling you, the Lord is good enough. He's good enough, and He is your abundant life. Abundant living is in Jesus Christ. Just repent. And what I mean by repent, I'm saying turn away from making life work according to your agenda. Stop trying to make life be what you think it ought to be. It's about Jesus Christ. That's it. It's not a new experience. It's not a new thing. It's not a new relationship. It's not a new body just losing weight. It's not looking good. It's not money. It's not any of those things. It's Jesus Christ. When you have Jesus Christ, everyone around you is blessed. Everyone around you is blessed. You're a walking bomb of blessing. When you've got Jesus Christ swelling up in you, people are getting blessed and you don't even know about it. You don't even know about it. So I just want to encourage you, get into the abundant life of Jesus Christ. And you will really, you'll be so thankful. You'll be so thankful, friends. Lord Jesus, I love you so much. You are God. You are God, and you are truly the abundant life. You are truly amazing. You are spectacular. You are lovely. You are sweet. You are gentle. You are good. You are kind. You are faithful. You are so amazing and terrific and beautiful and lovely and caring. And you are our friend, and you live in us. You live in us. You're forgiving and you're merciful. You're holy and you're blameless. You are the Lamb that took away my sin, Lord, that took away my sin and continues to take away my sin. Lord Jesus, I worship you. I worship you. I worship you, Lord. Lord, we love you, Lord. We love you. In your name, Lord Jesus, we lift you up and we praise you. Let anyone listening be convinced by your spirit, Lord, that you're good and you deserve praise and honor now. You're coming back soon. You're coming back soon, God. And just let us be ready, Lord, by just getting in on your presence right now, Lord Jesus. And your beautiful, holy, majestic, powerful name, we pray. Amen.